right with me? Dream Team's all right. I'm Roy. Woo! I'm the coach of Destroy. This is Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
Calvin.
Coach of the Mighty Calvinator.
And we're here to discuss a bit of pre-season action. There's been heaps going on, really, considering no footies are being kicked. We're going to have a look at the trade period. We're going to have a look at some fixture and also a couple of bargains to keep your eye out for 2014. Warndog, would you like to kick us off?
Yeah, well, it feels like bloody ages since we've last spoken, but I reckon the AFL media has nearly just been as big as what it has been all year. So, all right, we're going to get into the trade stuff. So there was a truckload of trades that happened, and with the free agency stuff, I think people got very excited. So let's get ourselves going into these. We're going to see which ones are going to be, like, are they in our calculations for next year? I think that's the thing. Now, here's one that I love starting off with. Colin Sylvia went to Fremantle.
Already!
Oh, what? My God.
You've started already on
Your
Colin Sylvia.
Your team is already shit, and we aren't even able to pick it yet.
Don't forget, Colin Sylvia has averaged 3 years over the 90s. Yep. He'll be a forward still. He has to be, you'd think. Yeah, he's on my watch list.
He's on your bloody watch list every year.
I think it's actually justified this year.
It is, yeah.
He's going to be priced at, he averaged 81, so he's going to be a little bit cheaper than what his potential is. But
I don't mind it.
Just a watch list. That's it.
Ross might like it. All right, Matt White at Port Adelaide he went to. He wore the vest a heap of times.
He did, didn't he? Yep.
I think it was, yes. He had 7 vests over his 16 games this year. So already from that, his price, his average from this year was a lot less than what it's capable of. So put him on your watch list. He's not going to be hugely cheap, though. Like, he's not going to be an out-and-out bargain or anything because he's still average 58. But he did have a couple of decent scores.
Yeah, so he does. I'd hate to have him in my team, he definitely deserves the watch list.
You hate Port Adelaide players anyway.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Eddie Betts to Adelaide. Roy, what did you think of that as a Blue supporter?
I was slightly disappointing, actually, because I used to give out the old Eduardo.
Yeah, I'll be doing that now. He's with my boys, Roy.
You were. As far as fantasy goes, I'm not overly interested in it. No, he's a pass for me.
Pass, yeah. All right, another blue boy, Sean Hampson, went to Richmond. We won't move on there. Pass.
Big pass.
All right, here's where it got exciting for us. Buddy Franklin to Sydney.
Pass.
Oh, really?
Oh, I'm not touching that.
Oh, come on, Calvin.
All right, Buddy, you've got to be thinking about him at Sydney. He had, do you know, this was his worst year since 2006, DT-wise. Yep. So pretty, well,
yes,
we all knew it.
That.
You did know that. But yeah, he had a pretty average year. So it's got to be up.
He went 100-100 and he was down to just under 80, I think. That's got to be worthy. He needed something to change, and something changed.
And the chances of him sitting deep forward with Kurt Tippett there are very slim. He's got to be the next Goodsie up on the wing.
I think you definitely, whatever he averages, it's going to be more than the 78 points that he's priced at. So you're going to get him for a bit of value. So he's close to a lock for me at this stage.
Yeah. He'd be in
not
my
for you,
team.
V8.
Solid watch list.
Oh, wow.
All right. Daisy went to
lock,
the Blues.
Lock and load.
Very excited, Roy. Why are you locking him in? I picked him this year and he was awful.
Yeah, I know. You pick him at the wrong times. Daisy, his ankle's right and he's going to absolutely smash it. If he is eligible as a forward, he will be one of the most picked players.
He's had some good seasons. He averaged 95, 103 and 93. So the dude can play.
Yeah, you don't need to convince me, Calvin.
Averaged 76 this year though, Roy.
I might
bad
even,
ankles.
I might even buy a Daisy top.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, I reckon I will. That. Yeah, really? He's in.
Who else, who else you got, dog?
All right, let's go. Ben McAvoy.
McElroy.
Big boy. He's gone.
Oh,
he's gone to Hawthorn.
He said it.
Yeah, sorry. He's gone to Hawthorn. So basically the straight swap for Max Bailey. Average 75 this year. He has been good. He went back-to-back 89 and 90 averages a couple of years ago. So is he a chance for your team?
Well, he definitely is. Now, a lot of people have said to me, because I got a bit excited about the prospect of picking up McAvoy on the back of this trade. Now, people said Hawks, Rucks don't score well. So, you look at that, and they probably don't, but McAvoy compared to Max Bailey, no offence to Bailey, but he was sore for, his whole career, hobbling around with bad knees. McAvoy, I think he will just float across half-back, picking off marks left, right and centre.
I think he'll take over from what Peter Everett used to do. Old school DD time for us.
He was one and not of the guy off premiums.
Yeah. And not the guy off Ready Steady Cook either.
No, no.
The real
Peter. Exactly. He was a lock captain for him, wasn't he, actually?
He was.
So I think, yeah, very justifiable.
Yep.
Underpriced, new club, better club. Yeah, I like
definitely.
Him.
As part of that trade, Shane Savage went to St Kilda. So he went from the Hawks there. He only averaged 67 this year, but in 5 of his 15 games, he wore a vest. So that's, you know, you're getting him for some value. World of mid prices, I think it might come back in a little bit more this year. We'll see how that all comes out when the prices all come out. But I reckon that he's got to be a consideration because he can score. I've got excited about his scores before. Without the vest this year, he had 85, 97, 105, 102, 93, 115. So without the vest, he averaged 86. So that's pretty good if you're getting a dude priced at 67.
And St Kilda are going to be shit.
Yeah.
They're going to be shit. So he's going to get a fair bit of time. And yeah, high on my list at the moment.
Yeah, I like him. Watch this, definitely.
This trade period was exciting for the Warn Dogs.
Oh,
another
no.
alumni.
Who else? Oh, no.
Xavier Ellis. One of my favourite. Well, actually, he's not a favourite DT. He cost me a car back in 2009.
He did?
But, yes, he's going to be pretty much rookie price because he was... Well, what did he play this year? Did he even play a game? Oh, no, he just had 2 games and he averaged 30, so he had a vest in each of them. And true to his form, was a green vest, and then he had a red vest.
That's
probably injured.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, no, he'll be pretty close to rookie price, so we've got to think about him, I reckon.
Definitely.
And, yeah, he might be a chance to get a game, do you reckon, over there?
Yeah, a bit warmer over west. Yeah,
better on the
tent.
Actually,
joints.
I could see him, because he's pasty white out.
Oh.
Sunburned.
Oh, he could.
He could be a chance.
Oh, no.
All right, next one. This one's come from Fremantle to Melbourne. Viv Michie. Now, he's going to be... He will be one of the more popular...
I love Viv Michie. You can't even say his name.
Yeah, no, he's going to be bloody fantastic.
Yeah.
I reckon. Well, he'll be good. He's going to Melbourne, so there will be opportunity for him. He played one game, had the green vest, then came out and scored 49 points when he came on in the second.
Yeah.
So he's got a bit of scoring ability. And I think the exciting thing for me, checking out, and if you haven't looked at this, AFLplayerratings.com.au website,
yep.
It gives all their stats and stuff. Well, not so much all their stats, but information on the games they played in their lower levels. And he had quite a few 30-plus disposal games in the Waffle last year. So
yeah, I think he averaged 26.
Yeah, and so, Defensive Freako even tweeted out, I think, that he averaged 95 AFL fantasy points
there.
Yeah,
I like him.
So I think that, that's going to be pretty exciting.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah, Dom Tyson, he's gone to Melbourne as well, the GWS guy. He was top few draft
number
pick.
Number three.
Yeah, so he's a gun. Should get opportunity. What are we going to see his price being? A bit more. Like, he's not going to be quite rookie price,
no.
But again, the world of mid prices, the world of these guys getting opportunity in his third year in the system, he's
You'd
got
like
to go
think
bang.
He's ready
anything.
To go, yeah.
Definitely. All right. Dow Sando to North Melbourne. What do you reckon?
No, not for me.
Not for me.
Just too old now, I suppose.
Yeah, he'll be solid. There's a lot of people that could get tagged at that club now, so someone's going to get freed up and improve a little bit. See, he gets a walk-up tag at St Kilda, doesn't he? But he is now behind Harvey, Swallow, Wells.
Yep. Definitely. And I also think about the effect it has on St Kilda. So someone like that I love is Jack Stevens.
Yeah.
Probably the top of the list now for tags. So.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Bugger.
Moving along, Shane Mumford, GWS. Yeah.
I don't mind it.
Yep.
I don't mind it either. People have talked about how... Giles.
Yeah.
And how he's going to be competing with Giles and stuff.
Oh,
and how Giles isn't actually like Mike Pike and they play different and blah, blah, blah. I can see that, but geez, he's going to be good.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
Average 78, so he's going to be priced under because he's averaged in the 90s before. So I think he should be pretty good.
If his body's right, he's one of those rucks that can pump you out a really big score that will win your head-to-head each week.
Definitely. All right. Bernie Vince to Melbourne. Do you know, I thought thought he was a premium midfielder, you know, just one of those low ones.
He had, he's deceiving.
He's only had 1 year averaging over 100.
His final series was wicked, though, because that's when they had AFL finals, and he was like a walk-up in everyone's team.
Oh, really?
Just dominated it.
Yeah, I could never bring myself to pick Bernie Vince. I just don't rate him for some reason.
Yeah, pretty much a pass.
Pass.
Jesse White, Collingwood.
Pass.
Nah, pass.
No way.
Luke Delaney to St Kilda.
Don't even know Luke Delaney is. Pass.
Yeah, we're not going to touch him. Now, Bombers got two GWS kids.
Yeah.
Now, they're probably going to be pretty close to rookie priced. We'll see what they're looking like. Sean Edwards, he'll be a bit more because he did play a couple of games there, averaged over 40. We'll see how they're looking. But they're going to be pretty much rookie priced. But I don't think they're going to break the side. That's my thing as an Essendon supporter.
Yeah.
But probably there to think about.
Have a look at the preseason there with him.
Yeah, definitely. Taylor Adams to Collingwood.
I like him.
Yeah.
I really like him. Yep. I think he can take his, like, follow the lead of the Swans and Pendles and Beams and really take his average right up to, you know, where Daisy Thomas
left. Sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, he had 75 average in his first year, then up to 82 this year, so.
I think he can push the 100.
Yeah, oh, right.
Yeah, I know. That's how keen on him I am.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice. Awesome. All right. Heath Shaw in that straight swap there to GWS.
For me, it's a big fat no.
Is it?
It's a massive fat no, for this reason.
All right.
One, he's coming from Collingwood. Where did he sit on the tagging list? Say fifth, right?
Yeah.
He goes up the order of a tag. The dude can't handle a tag anyway. He's going to be worse now he's got kids around him. Big, fat, no.
Really?
Yep.
What about increased opportunities?
Hate him.
Really?
I just hate him, Roy.
Yeah, so do I. Nah.
Orange doesn't match his skin complexion either.
I just couldn't do it.
He'll play a lot on a winger.
Yeah, I think he will. This
tagged.
Do you reckon?
I don't know if he'll get tagged there. He'll be more likely to get tagged when he does play back and pops those four tags.
Yeah.
Remember some of those games we had him?
Oh, God.
It was one against West Coast, I think it was. Can you remember that about 3 or 4 years ago? I think he had under 20 points.
I remember he cost me the weekly win at the MCG versus Carlton that day.
Yeah, definitely.
Calamari. Stuart Cremieri went to the Western Bulldogs. What do you reckon? Pass.
Interesting.
Interesting.
He'll be all right, but no.
I thought he might be all right in Supercoach, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that might be a little thing to keep in the back of your mind. All right, boys, another one. Roy Boy.
Yeah.
Sam Doherty to the Blue Boys.
High on my watch list.
Have you got how many players are you guys
going
to have?
Yeah, this is good. No, high on my watch list. He's going to be heavily underpriced because he can actually play. He's a good player. He's going to have opportunities at Carlton. They chased him hard. Definitely track pre-season, see what they're doing with him. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he scored 90 and 85 in his last two games this year.
Yep.
That's a real thing to be thinking about on the way. Right, then this is where all of this bloody Brisbane exodus started happening.
Yeah.
Elliot, he went to West Coast. What do you reckon?
No.
He only missed three games this year for a 58 average, so he was playing, but he's not going to be a DT, is he?
No, I pass.
Yeah. Polek. Now,
that's interesting.
Yeah, it is. All right, he's probably one of your bigger locks out of this list. So he played one game this year, 31 points, which is going to put him pretty close to rookie price if he's not going to be a basement. But, what do you reckon? He's pick number five.
First picked for me, I reckon.
Can play.
I know.
Will he be in their best 22?
Yep.
There's a few little spuds there for Port Adelaide. Yeah. While they had a heaps better year, I reckon a guy like him's going to be sitting a bit higher on the pecking order than some of those.
The thing that amazes me the most about this is the fact that Roy is considering another Port Adelaide guy. You've changed.
I'm not only considering him, he's my first pick.
Whoa!
Oh, well, hello.
Behind Westhoff.
All right. And
I hate that guy.
Brisbane lost Patrick Carnesis. Oh,
is it a loss? That's my question.
No, it's not a loss.
We all lost him in about round two this year. That was awful.
Oh, frustration machine. Remember he clocked up about 15 for us?
He's a no. But maybe watch pre-season and see if he gets a kick.
He tricks again.
Well, I have heard quotes coming out of Collingwood that they plan on turning him into an elite mid.
Ooh.
Like, and that's, if they're talking like that, they're confident.
Start with a haircut.
Yeah, if he does that, it will show he's a bit more serious. Yep. I'll put him on the watch list if he has a haircut.
Okay.
All right, Jackson Payne, he went to Brisbane. he's one, if he is rookie price or around that, he didn't play a game this year, and he averaged 47 in his debut season. I guess watch list is pretty much what you got to say about a guy like that.
Yeah.
All right, Billy Longer, he went to St Kilda from Brisbane. Does he go in there at their number one ruck?
Oh, I don't know, does he? That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's out of him or Hickey. Whoever's number one is definitely worth
Hickey's got a little bit more experience, probably only 1 year or so, but
he hasn't showed the ability, really, has he?
As I said a couple of minutes ago, St Kilda is shit. They need to be playing him as a number one ruck. They lost, what, a 24-year-old round one pick. They've got to start putting a new guy in there. So yeah, I think he will go straight in number one ruck.
And he might be a good third ruck. He'll be a bit over 200K, but the security in that might be very handy.
What about his haircut? His fringe is a bit long. Doesn't look too serious.
No, well, I think that's okay at St Kilda.
Slight trim.
St Kilda's okay. They don't care.
All right. Okay. Josh Bruce went to St Kilda. He's a key position player. We're not going to really worry about him. The Pods, we loved him when he was a mature age bloke, but I don't reckon he averaged 75. You're not getting too much value out of him
when,
the next year.
When he was mature age, he didn't get any younger this year.
No. Josh Hunt, he went to GWS. No. Passing there.
Scroll pass.
Paul Chapman went to the Bombers, and not only am I just pumped about that just for Essendon's sake, but he will be I reckon he'll be a big X factor in some dream teams, especially in the second half of the year. I reckon, my way of thinking, the Bombers should play him and be smart about the games they play him. We're not going to pick him at the start of the year, but I think he's going to be a finals specialist, because Essendon will be in the finals and all.
Well, it depends if they do the right thing.
Well, no, but I think he could be a good bloke to be looking at in the second half of the season.
He'd be a nut if you started with him, because he's going to be in and out all the bloody time. Yeah. So, yeah, they will manage him for finals, but getting him in would be risky.
He's such a gun, though.
Sorry, I zoned out. Are we still talking about Chapman? I thought he was going to Carlton.
I thought he switched back to Sylvia. Keep going, Doc.
All right, Gumby, Scott Gumby to Fremantle. Pass. Trent West to Brisbane. Be interesting if people were thinking about Lawnberger as a ruck there. But they played a lot of games without Longer anyway. I think Longer only played the four. So is Trent West just going to be some depth? Is that pretty much what he'll look like?
Yep, has to be.
Yeah. Sam Daly, he went to the Western Bulldogs. Now that's one worth considering, I think.
Yeah.
Average of about 60 from his four games this year. So, I don't know. We'll definitely see him rise in price.
Yeah,
definitely. I think that's a sure thing.
We talked him up a lot in his rookie year, didn't we?
Yeah, he's a Tassie boy. Yeah,
yep. He certainly is.
And the last trade there is Andreas Everett. He went to Carlton. Roy, yay or nay?
Nay. However, just keep an eye on him. There's Malthouse wants to play him up on a wing.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily mean he will get more of it, but he's had a lot of years hovering around 60 on that black back flank roll. If he does move up the ground a bit, things could happen. I don't know.
All right, so that's the trade period. All
it
exciting.
All right, now let's have a look at the fixture. Now, I've been analysing it over the last couple of days or so. How important is it to be picking players who get off to an easy start against dud teams at the start of the year?
Now, do you know what? Last year, I didn't think it was that important. I thought the game still looked a lot more like the old version of the game that we'd become used to than it actually did. That, if I had my time again, I would have chased an easy draw with a couple of my players. And I'll use Port Adelaide as an example.
Yep.
Some of those guys just started like a house on fire. Players like Westhoff.
Westhoff.
If you had him the first month, you would have been laughing, wouldn't you? And then say, see you, Westy. You're hopeless now.
Yep.
You can go again. With so many trades, I think there is room for, I don't know, two or three premiums maybe, purely based on easier draw than some other guys.
All right, well, here's a couple of things I found. West Coast Eagles start with Bulldogs, Melbourne, St Kilda. Okay, they are going to get off to a thumper. Also, GWS, don't know where those guys. Now, St Kilda start Melbourne and GWS. That's a pretty nice start. And they started very easy last year as well, from memory. So, a couple of teams like that, West Coast being the ones that are going to be 0-3 and zip at the start of the year and thumping everyone sitting on top of the ladder, they'll obviously got to be scoring a lot.
It's all that equalisation stuff where they're in those three groups where they play each other. Yeah. So you're only playing light teams twice, you know.
Yeah.
If you're the Guns, you have to play the Guns twice. If you're the Spuds, you play the Spuds twice, that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, we're talking about that too. I'm a bit pissed off. Carlton finished ninth and they've got the draw of sixth. Because
they made finals.
And won that game.
Hey, but
what Colton, the hell is that all about?
To me, Colton are going to have one of the easiest draws to start with, though.
To start with.
Melbourne, yeah. Richmond, Essendon. Sorry, Port, Richmond, Essendon, Melbourne and Bulldogs.
Yeah, you'd take that.
So it's a pretty good start. Yeah. It must be a terrible run at the end. Yeah. What I also found was there's going to be 7 partial lockouts.
Oh, the captain.
Well, the pirate rang me up and he's not happy. He wants a pay rise. He says, too many loop-de-doops going on.
Oh, yeah, that's tough on the pirate.
7 partial lockouts.
Right, and the first one obviously is round one. So it's looking pretty similar to...
Well, what's round one going to look like?
It's going to look similar to what we had every other year.
Has to be a rolling lockout, doesn't it?
Well, that's what I think we should be pushing for. Yeah. So yeah, we'll definitely start our bloody DT Talk petition. I think
you sound like Koshy.
Do I?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to start a petition.
All right. No, but I think we should.
Make this happen.
Round one is the most important week to get your team sorted. You don't want to be locked out on that Friday night of that second weekend and, you know, you get what happened to you this year, Roy?
I don't know, I've erased this bloody year from my
Dane
memory.
Beams.
Oh, Beams. Yeah, exactly right.
So if you
had
a rolling lockout then, you could have done something different along that. But that ruined your season, didn't it?
Yeah, and you've just ruined my day by reminding me about it.
Right. Here's another thing that's going to ruin your day as well.
Oh, no.
Multi-buy rounds are back, of course.
Yeah.
Now, this time, they're starting in round 8, 9 and 10.
Bit earlier, 3 weeks earlier.
A little bit earlier. Now, a couple of things here is we can start thinking about that and planning it from round 1.
Yep.
Okay, it's only 8 weeks away and then the shit's going to hit the fan.
Yeah, isn't it?
Round 1, in that round 8, we are going to be missing stars from Collingwood, Geelong, Gold Coast.
Whoa.
Hold on to your pirate patch. Richmond, Adelaide and North.
Wow, okay? That could actually be a full midfield.
It's you a massive.
A gun midfield.
But the best thing about that is it happens in round 8.
Right.
So round 9 and 10, you can load them up and bring them back and stuff like that.
Wow.
So what might that mean, Calvin?
I don't like to say it, but that makes me wonder, do you start with like a Swanee?
Oh, jeez.
Put the patch back on and think about
it.
Dude.
Of course you do.
Oh, far out.
Of course you're going to start with Swanee. Man. But you can't start with Swanee, Ablett, Beams, Pendles, Selwood, Dangerfield. You're already out of salary cap. You can't have all those guys. It's
you've
just not
been
going to work
in the preseason now, sun too long.
The other thing, dog, you've shared to me earlier, there's a new rule. The integrity rule.
Oh, the integrity rule.
That's how he said it to me.
Basically it's about what Fremantle did to us in round 20.
Oh, did to us.
Yeah. No, they did. They bloody Ross Lyon. Anyway, what they did to us as fantasy coaches by resting all those players. Yes, we've got 44 trades. Oh, it's going to be easy. All that sort of stuff. No, well, it wasn't when that happened. But this integrity rule, Calvin... That came in, well, I don't know if it's going to make too much difference because I think it pretty much says they now need to be injured and can't be rested kind of thing. Yeah.
There's your thing, though, because West Coast in the last round have to travel to Gold Coast.
Ooh, and they could be in calculations for finals this year.
Everyone's carrying an injury at that time.
They are, Roy. Yeah. Get your doctor's certificate.
Yeah, exactly. Right, whether it be through injury, lack of opportunity, shit coach, or even just shit play, we've got some bargains coming into 2014. Now, I've got some players of interest. I've been just looking over the forums, following, obviously, my own questions that I cop on Twitter, and I've got some players of interest for you. I've done a little bit of research on a couple, and I'm just going to throw them at you guys and see whether you are interested in these players. Now, I'm going to start with a few forwards. Despite how much he spoke about avoiding this at the start of the year, Dane Zorko had massive second-year blues.
Yeah.
What that means, though, is he's coming into his third-year breakout. He averaged 95 in 2012. He'll be priced at 74.
God.
Tell me, boys.
You have to consider him. We have to, don't we?
I'm going to say lightly consider.
Yeah, right.
But watch Nab. Like, he looked terrible this year. But, so for me, lightly consider, yes, he's on the watch list, though. He has to be. What? He's down near 20 points.
Yeah.
He has to be.
He's well underpriced, you would think.
Definitely.
All right, we'll keep an eye on him. Now, Mitch Clark played 4 games for 48 points. 48?
Yeah,
four games.
Yeah.
He'll be priced cheap as chips.
He has averaged really well.
Can you remember him at Brisbane?
Yeah.
We all had him. We all chased hard to get
him. He was the premium.
He was.
To get.
But he's with Melbourne. The whole team averages 48.
Mm. He's too busy taking photos these days anyway.
Yeah, all right then. Looks like we're passing, but I'll tell you what, his name will pop up.
Once again, because of his average, he has to be very lightly watched.
Yeah, okay then. now, probably missed the first couple of games, but Taylor Walker, after four games at an average of 61, where we've seen him average 87 for a season.
The thing is, he's probably not going to play round one.
No.
So, you know, obviously not in our starting teams, but a little ring of rumour I heard the other day that he might be back around about round six. Now, the smart thing, my little bloody DT brain started ticking over.
Here we go.
It's bloody only November and it's doing that, but got the bye in round eight.
Yep.
So, if he is back round six, you play round six, round seven,
yep.
He won't change value. And then you could be picking him up off after the bye for a guy that's about to have a bye, that sort of thing. And I don't know, it might be a good little, could be good timing. But he is cheap though, won't he be, right?
Yeah.
He'll
be cheap. Yeah, I'm just thinking, I'm getting flashbacks to some movie. I think it's that John Nash with his little whiteboard marker on the window. That's you. The DTU.
I thought it was pin the tail on the donkey, which round he's going
to pick. Oh, I know. All right, Dr. Dog over here. Now for Solo. He's averaged 73 before.
Yep.
He played three games for an average of 49. What do you reckon?
Oh, well, that's bloody cheap.
He's going up in price, isn't he?
Yeah, significantly.
So, yeah, he's not a lock.
Does he get some more midfield time because of like a Daisy being not there?
I think potentially. So he has to be watched, doesn't he?
Definitely.
You'd take that 73 average from him, wouldn't you? Then get rid of him. I'm going to have a look at a few rucks now. We spoke
most
about
interesting
him,
position,
isn't
this
it?
Year.
Yep. Now we've already talked about a few of them, so I'll bring up a couple of others. Start of last preseason, we were big on him till he hurt himself. Hamish McIntosh.
Yep.
We know he can get it done. What do you reckon?
Well, we were looking at him as one of the big premiums, you know, after having a good year. He didn't play a game, did he?
No.
So he's going to be getting down in value. He's going to get that decent discount, 30%, maybe more, depending on what they decide. But yeah, see. You're getting him what? That's going to be ended up being 20, 30 points cheaper.
Yeah, and with all these trades, that's a risk worth taking,
isn't
it?
If he's fit, he's a lock.
Yeah, for sure. Nick Nat. Now, Nick Nat, gosh, he had a horrible year last year with injuries. 2012 averaged 86, dropped down to 78 last year.
Oh, yeah.
If he is fit and firing, Coxie's getting older.
Yep.
What do you reckon? Is he on the radar?
Consistency for me.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Mm.
Well, and once, as I said earlier, West Coast have a dream start.
Mm.
Do it.
Well, okay.
There you go.
So would you ignore Coxie? Coxie done for us?
Coxie's not done for us, no.
Right.
But I think definitely he's one to watch over the preseason. He's only down 8 points on last year.
Yeah.
But his potential, he should be an average 90 plus player.
Yeah.
And as you said, priced at 78 is a bargain.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people have been talking about midfielders to me. It's endless, isn't it, the midfield?
Yep.
So there's so many to talk about. I've just picked out a few random ones that I think are, you know, they're going to be premiums that we can pick up for a lot cheaper than, you know, last year.
Yep.
So Cochin, he averaged 110 in 2012, down to 94. So 16 points less. That equals a lot of money in DT. What do you reckon about Koch?
Oh, I don't like him very much.
No.
But I think once again, for the distance in the gap from last year, 2012, he's got to be looked at. Do I think he can average 110 again? No.
Don't you?
I don't think he could.
They're improving.
They are,
but I think other people around him are as well.
Yeah, okay.
A worry there is his bye. He's sharing that same bye with you. Collingwood players with your Ablets, with all of those. So
and your Selwoods.
Are you gonna fit him into that? But he is value. I guess that's why you might choose him over some of those guys.
I'm going to say not at this stage for me.
All right. Okay, from a bad buy, I'm going to give you a good buy.
Ooh,
In fact, a great buy.
Oh!
Yes, look
some
out.
Of the best.
Job Watson.
Yeah.
Dropped 13 points to 99.
Yep.
He is your premium that can go back to 110, especially with it's going to be a smoother transition into the season for the Bombers. less pressure throughout the year, and I think they're a significantly better team than they were.
Yeah.
I like Watson.
For sure.
Big time. I think that he is nearly one of the premium midfielders that you will be starting with this year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
like that buy that you talk about too. See, that's the third buy.
Yeah.
So he's a perfect player to start when... And that buy, there's not going to be many midfielders that you're probably going to have in your side from there anyway. Yeah. Because like Brisbane, Freo... Melbourne, St Kilda, Sydney might have a couple.
Not again. I'm not going back to
them. So he's probably going to be the pick of the midfielders from that buy.
Yep. Now, I did mention this guy on a bit of a negative note earlier, but Dane Beams dropped 15 points due to that injury-interrupted year.
Yep.
He only played 7 games, averaged 116 in 2012, and I think he's going to be back there.
Big time. I'm a Beamer boy.
Yeah.
We both started with him last year and got shot in the foot because
now,
of
it. Now, have we forgiven that? Because bloody oath, I was pissed off.
I've forgiven it.
Yep.
He is the next Swanee. He is a potential to be one of the first people inducted into the Piglet category. That will come next year. We'll talk round 1,
really?
2, 3. Look, Roy, I'm excited.
You've been working on it. Shut down my nomination last year.
Well, and rightfully so, because he came out and it was the right time for it. But if he can get back into that 116-plus category for a consistent period of time...
Yep.
That's what it said. Then, we could be oinking to another tune.
Okay, I like it. Now, this guy was a pig last year, but not for the good reasons. Just an annoying pig. Toby Green got me off to a shocking start.
Yeah.
I jumped like I thought, nah, stuff this second year Blues bullshit thing. He averaged 96 and I thought he is an absolute magnet.
Yep.
He dropped down to 77. Jeez. Suffering the Blues.
Nearly 20 points.
Yeah, so he is heavily underpriced for what he can do. What do you reckon on Toby Green, priced at 77?
Could he potentially even gain some defender status?
He actually should. A lot of the second half of the year, especially, he was lining up on a back flank.
You'd be pretty close to calling him a lock if that was the case.
I would lock.
But as a midfielder?
No. Nah.
Not at yet, no. Look, no. He's a firmly watching...
If he is priced at 77 in defence, I will lock him.
Agree.
I'm willing to get over it and chase the third-year Blues. Because apparently, third-year breakout. Because apparently, he follows the rules. Yep. Tony?
Do it.
A bit too well. Okay, we'll jump over to defence. I've got a couple that I want you to consider. Now, Andrew Corazza, if he can get back his dual position.
Yes.
He only played a couple of games this year and he was well down on what we know he can do. Would you consider him back there?
If he is named back there.
As a defender, yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't even consider him underpriced as a mid, would you?
No.
But
as a defender, definitely.
And he is fairly well underpriced, that's the thing. Yeah. I think there's not too much downside in that, really. Like, he's only way is up, surely.
Yep. Agreed.
Now, Calvin, this is one of your mates, Jack Grimes. You jumped on him for his 92 average after 2012. He showed you 77, broke his usual bones. So he's cheaper this year. What will you do?
I won't even look at him again. I can't do it. Like, because the amount of shit that I cop from you blokes for chasing this guy averaging 92, what a superstar. Oh. And with the amount of trades we had, I thought, that's fine.
Why didn't you get Heppel with us?
I did. In round 22. No, look, I won't be doing it again because he's just an annoying person.
Now, this is going to be one of my first pick defenders.
Yep.
So get your notebook out, write it down.
Got it out, Roy.
I am very angry at Mick Malthouse for all last year and for allowing this to happen.
Yep.
Laidler has walked and gone straight to the Sydney Swans. Now, can you guys... tell me about the success of mature age rejects, so to speak, from other clubs, how they go when they go to Sydney.
Well, especially you look at their defenders, excluding Andreas Everett. But like even you got Reshaw, Martin Matner, he'll take over that type of flow, improve, and become
better players. So Laidler, he averaged 34 this year.
Oh my God.
34.
How?
And he played like one game.
Oh.
So think about it.
It's basically going to be basement price.
Yeah.
Close enough to
it. Yeah, exactly right.
Bloody hell. All
Alrighty, let's have a look here at a couple of tweets that have been sent through to us here at DT Talk. If you're not following us on Twitter, make sure you do that. And this, the first one here comes from Tim, which is Shanghai Tim. He wants to know, what are some important positional changes that are likely to happen? But I'll start it off, though, with Chad. He wanted to know, Cal, what are the chances of Swan being a mid-forward? Buckley played in forward a fair bit. What do you reckon, Captain?
I reckon that's a ridiculous question. There is 0% chance that Dane Swan will be a mid-forward. Zero. No chance in the world.
I agree.
It can't happen.
There'd have to be a 14% chance.
There is no. Zero. No.
Oh.
Absolute. Nah. No chance
the
in the world.
The Freako did tweet out there that he played 12% in... 12% of his possessions came to the forward line in 2012. Only went up to 14%. Even though, geez, I thought we saw him waddle around up in that forward line a fair bit.
There you go, 14% chance.
No, I wouldn't. No, no chance at all. However, there are some guys I've got here who I think will lose their dual position status next year. Rocky.
Yeah. Now
he's going to be a mid.
I tend to agree, but far out that first half of the year, if we're going by percentages, he would have clocked up some, I don't know, 80% of his possessions would have come in the forward.
Well, I'm throwing out there, I reckon he'll be a straight mid.
Yeah,
I've got three defenders here who I think are going to be straight mids. Bryce Gibbs.
Yeah, should.
Goddard.
Yeah, he's so versatile. That's where,
Heppel.
Yeah. Oh, ouch.
We
might lose that little hep D back there. I think
we will.
Yeah.
Grimesy will hold it.
Anyway. He may not hold his spot in the side.
And I also think, I also think Stevie J will lose his as well and become just a straight mid.
He should, really.
Now, a couple other guys I reckon will, they will probably
change up a little bit.
Hodgie, I think, could be a mid defender.
Yeah.
Along with Sam Mitchell.
Whoa. Hodgie, good chance. Mitchell, still a chance. He did spend a bit of time on half
back. I think I reckon if you looked at how many games he started on half back, it'd be a big percentage.
I also think Bartel was a mid forward this year. I think he could potentially be the first player in history as a defender forward mid.
Oh, really?
well,
he's going to have to be one of them. Like obviously,
defense
can't be all
got to be there, I reckon.
So he's an interesting.
He's a death forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a defender forward, he might lose his midfield. Yeah. So that'll be a pretty cool one.
Yeah.
And of course, Chad Wingard, I reckon as well. He could also be a mid forward. I've got one quickly though.
Yeah.
Will Dale Thomas hold his mid forward?
He didn't play enough last year to justify new changing
coach.
Him at all.
New coach.
You can't. Can't
change. They like to do this though.
I think he'll still be mid forward.
Uh-huh.
That's what I think.
Well, you're the guy that makes the decisions anyway.
Apparently. No, the decisions will be made, and they're made by champion data. And as you know.
Not you!
No.
Right, I thought you did it.
I try to tell them, but they don't listen to me. Anyway, the prospectus is made by champion data, and this year it's pretty exciting. We're actually going to be able to have it before Christmas time. Oh. So the pre-season training that we do for DT is definitely going to be a month earlier with that. So that's a bit of exciting news. You can only get it online this year, so it won't be in bookstores. So you can order it at championdata.com.au for $39.95 plus the postage. But in February, if you like your iThings, your iPad, you can get it on there.
Oh,
so in February, I think it's only going to be about $13 or something is what that's looking like.
Bargain.
So that's pretty good. But it's their biggest issue ever. 432 pages. And I guess we get it mostly for the fantasy stuff. And that's looking pretty good. Hook, who won last year, our mate Hook. We're going to see an article from him. And this is probably a really interesting one that I want to see is, like, which positions perform better or worse against certain teams. So they're going to break that down. And a little example that we're given there. North Melbourne, do you know that they're the hardest team to score against?
No, I didn't.
No, well, the Pirate might need to know that. Boy, and I reckon that's going to be a good little thing. And there's going to be some draft content and stuff as well.
Is that just from last year, the hardest team last year?
Well, I don't know, I reckon. We'll see what it says. You'll have to buy the book and find out, Calvin.
No, I'm going to save money on postage and get it on my iPad.
Oh, on the iPad.
All right, yeah, so that's a prospectus. Get amongst it.
Yeah, cool.
All right, finishing off, boys, being big pre-season, I suppose. It's sort of actually in full swing for a few people. People are using the fan plan, and Monty's got that up. Obviously, the prices aren't you know, locked in or anything.
But it's good
like
enough
that
to have a play around with and discuss
quite a few
it.
People, there's a few hundred comments on the site in my team, so that's really good. So what else is happening on the site coming up?
Well, Jeppa, our boy Jeppa, he's going to pump out an article about the draft that's coming up and the DT relevancy in that. So Jeppa's Juniors is about to hit the shelves.
Most read article on the website.
It is the most read article on the website.
Just,
it's a bloody great article.
Yeah, and I guess all the regular preseason stuff. So, Decker Dream Team.
Oh, that's Decker Dream Team.
We'll start that in mid-December, depending on if we can work out the dates, count back from 52, that sort of thing.
It could take us a while.
Might take us a while, but yeah, no, that's it. But yeah, just as usual, the site will be ticking along, stuff happening. Always a place to chat. You know, there's no such thing as really an off-season for a fantasy coach because there's stuff to think about all the time because you know what this time is now. Players are back at their clubs. They're about to start training.
Yep.
And you know, I'm tipping 3 or 4 articles a week.
More midfield time.
More midfield time. And there'll be something there. So,
Without a doubt.
If that gets called up, I'm sure that we'll tweet something out about that. So make sure you follow us all on Twitter, at CalvinDT, at RoyDT, at WarningDT. And apart from that, just enjoy the sun. It's a bloody beautiful day today.
You know what I heard about Zach Dawson?
What?
More midfield time. You'll be empty.